Mike Adams here with a special analysis, something that nobody has pointed out, and I only know this because I'm a food scientist, but the fires in LA, the Palisades fires, which are continuing to cause devastating economic damage, and now there's evidence that these fires were started, so this is probably an act of terrorism. But what nobody's talking about is the fact that as these residential homes burn down, because they contain PVC material or polyvinyl chloride material, they create dioxins during combustion. And you've probably seen the drone footage of entire neighborhoods of homes burned to ash, in some cases while nearby trees are still standing and appear to be fine, which is a whole different, you know, theory of what's going on. But these homes are burning to ash, so all the PVC pipe burns, goes up in flames, forms dioxins. The dioxins go up into the sky, just like East Palestine. Remember that train accident, so-called accident? And how that released dioxin material, which is crazy toxic and causes cancer at femtograms of exposure, by the way, which is, it's a fraction of a billionth of a gram, actually. And just as in East Palestine, the wind then carried the dioxins, which fell on the farmlands, causing some level of farmland contamination, while the EPA refused to test for dioxins. Well, guess what? What do we have in California? The Central Valley. A really critical food production area for the United States that during the winter months in North America, a huge percentage of the food supply comes out of California. I mean, all year round, a large portion of certain foods come out of California, salad greens and strawberries, etc. And there are a lot of orchards in that region. Well, depending on how the wind is blowing, I mean, of course, it's blowing eastward from the coast largely, but depending on the disbursement factors here, these fires could deposit a tremendous amount of cancer-causing dioxin material on California's croplands, the soils, and whatever crops are currently growing right now. Now, so far, the EPA refuses to run any testing, and the state of California won't test for dioxins, obviously. But you know what may be the plan here? Michael Yon talked with me about this in recent interviews, how there's a plan to shut down the food supply. Well, all that has to happen now is for the EPA or the FDA to come in, or even the California State Environmental Group, whatever that agency is, to come in and start conducting a couple of soils tests and say, oh gosh, these soils are too toxic. You're not allowed to harvest food from these farms now. And they can shut down farms, which is exactly what they did during COVID. They shut down farms by claiming that, you know, COVID was spreading among the workers, or they shut down chicken operations claiming there's bird flu, or they can shut down dairy farms claiming there's bird flu in the milk, or they can just set fires, let the dioxins be produced by the house fires, watch the dioxins fall on the croplands, then test the croplands and declare them to be unsafe for human consumption. Is that coming? Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe they'll ignore it. Maybe they want people to eat more cancer. I don't know. Or maybe they want to shut down the food farms. And probably there's another agenda here, which is the 15-minute city agenda. We'll talk about that in a second. But I just want you to know that as a food scientist, someone who has spent many years testing foods for contaminants, everything from heavy metals and pesticides, herbicides, aflatoxins, you know, fungal colonies, bacteria, you name it, I'm very much aware that dioxins contaminate food crops, and they especially bioaccumulate in fatty tissues of animals like cows and chickens and so on, and goats. So when dioxins fall on the crops and then the cows eat the grass, let's say, then the dioxins will tend to accumulate in the tissue of the cows. And that's why you'll find dioxins in things like, you know, butter, or cheese in some cases, or milk or meat or eggs even. That's where you tend to find them. And there is a low level of dioxin contamination everywhere across America and probably Europe, etc., just because of house fires and people burning trash in their backyards illegally. You know, somebody just emptying out a house with a bunch of stuff. Even clothing can contain certain types of materials, polyester and various derivatives, that will also form dioxins when clothing is burned. So some people just have a backyard fire and throw everything in there, which is crazy toxic and of course illegal in most places. But when your house is burning down, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. Now, following the East Palestine train disaster, which I think was deliberate, by the way, we at our lab, you know, our lab that tests our products at healthrangerstore.com, we are a significant mass spec laboratory, ISO 17025 accredited, which means we're audited, we're inspected annually, we're inspected, and then we have to pass proficiency tests for, you know, blind samples that are sent to us by testing companies, and we have to get the answers right in order to maintain our qualifications, etc. Following the East Palestine disaster, we acquired a triple quad gas chromatography instrument, the GCQQQ, as it's called, and the appropriate columns in chemistry and so on for doing dioxin testing. We've had a couple of setbacks and a few challenges along the way. For example, the manufacturer shipped the machine with the wrong column. That's one thing. And these are really, really long columns in GC instruments. So we had to change that out. And then we ran into a problem where getting the dioxin and PCB standards, well, the standards companies were out of supply, and it took us 6 months to get the standards. Like crazy. The supply chain problems that you see in everything, well, it affects lab science too. Took us 6 months to get standards. And then we've had some other technical issues, some breakdowns of other machines that needed repairs and whatever. You know, just typical stuff. Running a lab is hard. Nothing easy about it. Stuff breaks. Stuff's expensive. Expensive to fix. We even had lightning damage that blew out one of the network interface boards on one of the machines. It's like, my God, really? That was just an EMP surge that blew out the network card. It's like, oh boy, well, how much does that network card cost? Oh, it's only a couple $1,000s. It's like, really? Because a USB network interface on Amazon for my computer is like $10. But on a mass spec instrument, it's a couple $1,000s. So anyway, whatever. You know, you work through the problems, you do the best you can. So as of today, we are not yet testing for dioxins, but we are getting closer. And so I'm very curious, and I'm sure you are too, once we start testing, what level of dioxins we're going to see across the food supply. I know we're going to find dioxins at some level, obviously. You know, picograms, femtograms per gram of sample. We're going to find some level. I just don't know if we're going to find higher levels downwind from East Palestine or now downwind from these LA fires. I honestly don't know. But I do know that dioxin contamination is very widespread. There's a background level everywhere. You can't avoid it. It's in meats, you know. We talk about beef tallow, like it's healthier to fry French fries in beef tallow than seed oils. Yeah, that's true. But there's more dioxin in beef tallow, it turns out, you know, typically across the board, compared to seed oils. And I'm no fan of seed oils, by the way. I encourage people to avoid seed oils. I also would prefer to use beef tallow. But I'm also aware of the dioxin contamination. And if you're wondering what protects you from dioxins in the food supply, well, we did a lot of research on that following the East Palestine accident, researching all the scientific literature, etc. And it turns out that chlorella and spirulina are two of the best things to help your body detox from dioxins. Isn't that interesting? I did not know that before East Palestine. So, you know, microalgae helps detox from dioxins. Very interesting. This points to one of the principles that I try to share with people. You live in a toxic world. I was a guest on an interview with Dr. Sina McCullough and also Joel Salatin of Polyface Farms. And I was sharing this with them. You know, we live in a toxic world at some level. There's background toxicity in everything. That doesn't mean we should freak out and panic and not eat anything. What we should do is accentuate our body's natural ability to detoxify. And fortunately, we are born with an incredible biological system that is very good at detoxification. You know, we have a liver, for example, but liver function has to be healthy and strong. We have kidneys, we have respiration, we have sweat, etc. But sadly, a lot of people perhaps don't take care of their livers and kidneys, and they don't exercise, and they don't sweat, and they don't detox, and they don't drink clean water. And well, in that kind of environment, when you have a lot of background toxicity in the foods, in the housing construction materials, you know, in the inside of your car, all those materials are off-gassing at some level as well. If you don't have good detoxification working in your body, then you're going to end up overwhelmed. Your liver can be overwhelmed, for example, quite easily. So leading a clean, healthy lifestyle as much as you can, clean foods, clean personal care products, avoiding exposure to artificial fragrance chemicals in your laundry detergent, in your deodorants and shampoos, etc. This can help your body be more effective at detoxifying from the things that you can't control. Remember, there are exposures that you can control, like I said, the personal care products, your food, etc. And then there are exposures that you can't control, such as background dioxins in everything. And our job is to minimize exposures in the areas that we can control, to give our bodies that extra buffer so that the detoxification mechanisms can work their magic and keep us relatively safe from the exposures that we cannot control. So anyway, back to the fires then. What these fires really are, it's not just an act of economic terrorism against Los Angeles and these areas that are affected. It's also an act of ecological terrorism and an act of food supply chain terrorism. Think about it. It spreads toxic cancer-causing chemicals across the food supply. It causes tremendous economic damage to the state of California, which, according to Bloomberg, the state of California is going to be on the hook for almost $500 billion in cost because of its so-called FAIR plan, which is a state-run insurance coverage plan, because so many private insurers, such as State Farm, pulled out of the state of California. It caused many people to turn to the state itself for home insurance. And some people just had no home insurance whatsoever, and they are really in deep trouble now because their homes are gone and they may still owe money on those homes. Well, that's not a good situation. But anyway, the state of California could be on the hook for almost $500 billion here. Well, the state of California doesn't have an extra $500 billion. The state is essentially financially insolvent right now. So that's just another major ramification of this. You know, the health consequences, ecological consequences, economic consequences, and then potentially the collapse of the government of California as we know it today, which technically the collapse of a corrupt, fraudulent criminal regime, which is what the California government is. A collapse of that system is not necessarily bad news in the long run, but it would be very chaotic in the short run. And sadly, a lot of innocent people would be harmed through no fault of their own. But if you're living in California right now, anybody living in California, and I know a lot of our listeners live there, you know you're living under a criminal cabal, and you're doing the best you can to survive that criminal cabal. And many people have left California for this very reason. But even though it's not your fault, you may suffer extensively because of the corruption and the fraud and the incompetence of your government. And we still don't even know who set these fires, but there are videos of people setting fires. So arson is suspected as being one of the main reasons here. And the fact that there wasn't enough water in the reservoirs to fill the fire hydrants and provide water pressure, I mean, that just smacks of a premeditated crisis, doesn't it? You know, it's kind of like, this seems like somebody created these conditions and wanted this thing to get very bad. Somebody wanted to cause maximum damage. So be aware of all of this, folks. Stay safe and stay informed. I'll keep you informed as best I can with more updates about California. And we are in touch with the SRP24 team in California now, attempting to assess the situation of emergency food supplies. We do have additional amounts for donations that we raised last year, and we were looking for opportunities to help where we can. And although it's still a little early, it appears that this may be an opportunity to help those in need. We're currently trying to assess that situation and see what we can do, since we are an emergency food provider. And if you'd like to support us and support our mission and help us help others, by the way, and also help yourself and get your own food supply squared away, shop at healthrangerstore.com. We've got lab-tested superfoods, organic foods, nutritional supplements, storable emergency food supplies in rugged buckets. Those are called Ranger buckets. We've got mega buckets. We've got different forms, number 10 cans with freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, all organic, miso soup. We've got even, you know, superfoods, all kinds of things that can help you live a healthier, cleaner life and help support your body's natural detoxification mechanisms. So shop at healthrangerstore.com and I will keep you posted. I'm Mike Adams. God bless you all. And to any of you who are impacted in California, our prayers are with you from Texas. May you be safe. And thank you for listening. Take care. I've put together a whole lot of third-party partners with discount codes on this website, rangerdeals.com. Definitely check out this website. You are going to save a bundle on things that you need to be prepared for pandemics, be prepared for financial collapse. Let me just walk you through some of this. Like right here, 10% off of Petmectin, which is ivermectin labeled for pets, discount code Ranger. You just click that right there, and it goes to a third-party company, and this icon indicates that they compensate us with product donations that we then donate out to other people. So we kind of have an affiliate relationship here, but they don't pay us cash. They pay us in product that we donate out to other people in need through our church, by the way. So a lot of these, they just gift back to us, to our church, and then we donate that out to people who need it. If you scroll down, you'll see also we've got chlorine dioxide down here somewhere. Where did it go? Here it is, Safrax, 10% off chlorine dioxide. If you don't have a supply of chlorine dioxide, you absolutely need to get some of this and learn about it. And there's the button right there. In addition, to be prepared financially for what's coming, we've got three different sources of gold and silver here on rangerdeals.com. So one of these is called Prepper Bars. You can save 10% off. And that's these guys right here, where you have like breakaway silver pieces. There's like, I'm just kind of showing you, you can break this off, or you can break these off individually. They become 1/10 of an ounce, 1/20 of an ounce, or 1/4 of an ounce, etc. So these prepper bars are really handy. People love those. And then we've got gold backs, which have real physical gold embedded in each gold back. Very divisible form of gold. This has 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. You're actually looking at the gold. It's just flattened out. It's very thin, obviously, at 1/1000th of an ounce. But they have higher denominations. So you can find a link to that here on rangerdeals.com. Or if you just want mainstream, you know, like silver coins, gold coins in the 1 ounce format, you can also find those with our gold and silver supplier here at rangerdeals.com. We've also got 10% off the Trends Journal with Gerald Celente. That's right here. We've got $50 off the de-Googled phones at Above Phone, 10% off the RNC supplements, that's vitamin B17 Laetril, which is featured by G. Edward Griffin on his book, World Without Cancer. We've got, you can save money off of heirloom seeds. You can save money on satellite phones here from the satellite phone store, SAT123.com. And on top of that, we've got here, we've got Shield Arms where you can have folding AR-15s, custom Glocks. You can actually save money on high-end firearms here with this link. We've got Ness's Hemp, a CBDA, very high CBDA, a cannabidiolic acid, which has its own efficacy. We've got 10% off holsters with 1791 gun leather, 10% off body armor with Hoplite. You know, you can save money on the Patriot Green products, the compost products, so much more, the portable power stations, solar generators, and here's a discount off of a movie. So much more. We're adding to this all the time, but just go to rangerdeals.com to see our current specials and the discount codes that can save you a bundle on things that can help you get prepared. And these are things that we don't sell in our store. And we don't sell ivermectin and gold and silver or things like that, or firearms, obviously. So these are third-party partners that offer things that we don't offer or can't offer ourselves. And we've negotiated these discounts for you. So take advantage of all that at rangerdeals.com. Get prepared. Interesting times ahead, that's for sure. Thanks for watching. Take care.